Chanadapi Sinichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Haryanama, Haryanama, Haryanam Aiva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chapter 82. Lord Krishna and Balaram meet the inhabitants of Vrindavan, as given to us by my spiritual master, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the book which is affectionately referred to as Krishna Book. Once upon a time, while Lord Krishna and Balaram were living peacefully in their great city of Dwaraka, there was the rare occasion of a full solar eclipse, such as takes place at the end of every Kalpa, or day of Brahma. At the end of every Kalpa, the sun is covered by a great cloud, and incessant rain covers the lower planetary systems up to Svargaloka. By astronomical calculation, people were informed about this great eclipse prior to its taking place, and therefore everyone, both men and women, decided to assemble at the holy place in Kurukshetra, known as Samanta Panchaka. The Samanta Panchaka pilgrimage site is celebrated because Lord Parashuram performed great sacrifices there after killing all the Kshatriyas in the world 21 times. When Lord Parashuram killed all the Kshatriyas, their accumulated blood flowed like a stream. Lord Parashuram dug 5 big lakes at Samanta Panchaka and filled them with this blood. Lord Parashuram is Vishnu Tattva. Lord Parashuram is Vishnu Tattva. As stated in the Ishopanishad, Vishnu Tattva cannot be contaminated by any sinful activity. Yet, although Lord Parashurama is fully powerful and uncontaminated, in order to exhibit ideal character, he performed great sacrifices at Samanta Panchaka to atone for his so-called sinful killing of the Kshatriyas. By his example, Lord Parashurama established that the killing art, although sometimes necessary, is not good. Lord Parashurama considered himself culpable for the sinful killing of the Kshatriyas. Therefore, how much more culpable are we for such abominable, unsanctioned acts? Thus, from time immemorial, the killing of living entities is prohibited all over the world. Taking advantage of the occasion of the solar eclipse, all important persons from all parts of Bharatavarsha visited the holy place of pilgrimage. Some of the important personalities are mentioned as follows. Among the elderly persons were Akrura, Vasudeva, and Ugrasena, and among the younger generation, Gada, Pradyumna, Samba, and many other members of the Yadu dynasty who had come there with the view to atone for sinful activities accrued in the course of discharging their respective duties. Because almost all the members of the Yadu dynasty went to Kurukshetra, some important personalities, like Aniruddha, the son of Pradyumna, and Kritavarma, the commander-in-chief of the Yadu dynasty, along with Suchandra Shuka and Sharana, remained in Dwaraka to protect the city. All the members of the Yadu dynasty were naturally very beautiful, yet on this occasion, when they appeared duly decorated with gold necklaces and flower garlands, dressed in valuable clothing, and properly armed with their respective weapons, their natural beauty and personalities were 100 times enhanced. The members of the Yadu dynasty came to Kurukshetra in their gorgeously decorated chariots, which resembled the airplanes of the demigods, and which were pulled by big horses that moved like the waves of the ocean. Some Yadus rode on sturdy, stalwart elephants that moved like the clouds in the sky. Their wives were carried on beautiful palanquins by beautiful men whose features resembled those of the Vidyadharas. The entire assembly looked as beautiful as an assembly of the demigods of heaven. After arriving in Kurukshetra, the members of the Yadu dynasty took their baths ceremoniously and with self-control, as enjoined in the Shastras. They observed fasting for the whole period of the eclipse in order to nullify the reactions of their sinful activities. Since it is a Vedic custom to give in charity as much as possible during the hours of the eclipse, the members of the Yadu dynasty distributed many hundreds of cows in charity to the Brahmanas. All those cows were fully decorated with nice dress and ornaments. The special feature of these cows was that they had golden ankle bells and flower garlands on their necks. After the eclipse, all the members of the Yadu dynasty again took their baths in the lakes created by Lord Parashurama. Then they sumptuously fed the Brahmanas with first-class cooked food, all prepared in butter. According to Vedic system, there are 2 classes of food. One is called raw food, and the other is called cooked food. Raw food does not indicate raw vegetables and raw grains, but rather food boiled in water, whereas cooked food is made in ghee. Chapatis, dal, rice, and ordinary vegetables are called raw foods, as are fruits and salads. But puris, kachoris, samosas, sweet balls, and so on are all called cooked foods. All the Brahmanas invited on that occasion by the members of the Yadu dynasty were fed sumptuously with cooked food. The ceremonial functions performed by the members of the Yadu dynasty externally resembled the ritualistic ceremonies performed by the Karmis. When a Karmi performs some ritualistic ceremony, his ambition is sense gratification. Good position, good wife, good house, good children, or good wealth. But the ambition of the members of the Yadu dynasty was different. Their ambition was to offer Krishna perpetual devotion with faith. All the members of the Yadu dynasty were great devotees. As such, after many births of accumulated pious activities, they were given the chance to associate with Lord Krishna. In going to take their baths in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, in observing the regulative principles during the solar eclipse, or in feeding the brahmanas, in all their activities, they simply thought of devotion to Krishna. Their ideal worshipable Lord was Krishna and no one else. After the Brahmins are fed, it is a custom for the host, with their permission, to accept prasadam. Thus, with the permission of the Brahmanas, all the members of the Yadu dynasty took lunch. Then they selected resting places underneath big shady trees, and when they had taken sufficient rest, they prepared to receive visitors, among whom were relatives and friends, as well as many subordinate kings and rulers. There were the rulers of Matsya province, Ushinara province, Kosala province, Vidarbha province, Kuru province, Srinjai province, Kamboja province, Kekai province, Madras province, Kunti province, Anartha province, Kerala province, and many other countries and provinces. Some of the rulers belonged to opposing parties, and some were friends. But above all, the visitors from Vrindavan were most prominent. The residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, had been living in great anxiety because of separation from Krishna and Balarama. Taking advantage of the solar eclipse, they all came to see their life and soul, Krishna and Balaram. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were well-wishers and intimate friends of the Yadu dynasty. The meeting of the two parties, after long separation, was a very touching incident. All the Yadus and residents of Vrindavan felt such great pleasure in meeting and talking together that it was a unique scene. Meeting after long separation, they were all jubilant. Their hearts throbbed, and their faces appeared like freshly bloomed lotus flowers. Drops of tears fell from their eyes. The hair on their bodies stood on end. And because of their extreme ecstasy, they were temporarily speechless. In other words, they dove into the ocean of happiness. While the men were meeting in that way, the women also met one another in the same manner. They embraced one another in great friendship, smiling very mildly, and looked at one another with much affection. When they were embracing one another in their arms, the saffron and kumkum spread on their breasts was exchanged from one person to another, and they all felt heavenly ecstasy due to such heart-to-heart embracing. Torrents of tears glided down their cheeks. The juniors were offering obeisances to the elders, and the elders were offering their blessings to the juniors. Thus, they welcomed one another and asked after one another's welfare. Ultimately, however, all their talk was only of Krishna. All the neighbors and relatives were connected with Lord Krishna's pastimes in this world, and as such, Krishna was the center of all their activities. Whatever activities they performed, social, political, religious, or conventional, were transcendental. The real elevation of human life rests on knowledge and renunciation. The real elevation of human life rests on knowledge and renunciation. As stated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service rendered to Krishna automatically produces perfect knowledge and renunciation. The family members of the Yadu dynasty and the cowherds of Vrindavan had their minds fixed on Krishna. That is the symptom of perfect knowledge. And because their minds were always engaged in Krishna, they were automatically freed from all material activities. This stage of life is called Yukta Vairagya, as enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Knowledge and renunciation, therefore, do not mean dry speculation and renunciation of activities. Rather, one must start speaking and acting only in relationship with Krishna.
Until my heart is free of of lust, and he should take me home. The name of Krishna has been taught by Lord Gauranga's grave to be the panacea brought to save the human race. Shri Krishna's name, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.